In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
I don't know how many times I've said this today.
It's a
fun day. We are on the another episode of our coronavirus lock-in podcast episodes that we're trying to do all in one day. This is a lot of fun. I'm only saying it because it's a very fun and interesting day trying to get all this done.
It is actually kind of cool to just come up with these. They're very timeless subjects. I like them, even though we're kind of still integrating all of that into it.
It may or may not still be happening when this finally is aired, but I think it probably still will be. We'll still be under some kind of lockdown and quarantine situation. Who knows?
Hey, this is about making sure that you got some kind of entertainment.
Well, this is going to come out. Let me find the right date here. I know you have it written down somewhere, but I'm not privy to your writings. This should come out on April 9th. That's when you should be hearing this,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
April 9th, which will be the Thursday before Good Friday and before Easter.
Yes.
Easter, the very interesting holiday that has to do with eggs and Jesus, and I'm not sure exactly what the correlation is.
Yeah.
I actually know the real reason why eggs are a part of the holiday, but I'm not going to get into that right now because that's a whole ancient religions discussion,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have a little bit of ancient religions discussion on our next podcast next mm-hmm. week. Another couple hours.
I said this as a joke once to somebody, I think my boss at the time.
Oh, yeah?
I said that Easter was the holiday that our Lord sacrificed himself for us and then came back with a bunny that laid colored eggs.
Okay.
And she did not laugh at it.
I used to tell people that like Jesus died on Friday and he raised from the dead on
Sunday. Yeah.
So, but he was out in daylight, right?
Out in daylight on Sunday?
Well, no. I mean, when he was raised from the dead, he came out in the daylight, right?
He came out into the daylight.
Okay,
but
he's not a vampire. Can't be a vampire.
No.
Gotta be a zombie.
Yes, a lot of, you know what,
zombie Jesus.
Yeah. Yep. People say zombie Jesus.
People aren't happy with me about that.
By the way, we're not trying to, I was going to say, I'm not trying to be necessarily offensive.
No religious connection here. We're just being
none
funny.
At all. Yeah. We're just being tongue in cheek, man.
But
what
I want to talk about though is our Easter memories.
Yeah.
Easter memories as a kid, Easter memories as an adult, just Easter memories in general. What do you think of when you think of Easter?
Cadbury cream eggs.
Yes. Dear God.
Did I hit it on the head?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Dude, I look forward to this time for two things.
Hold on. Do you know that they have them in Halloween now? They're called Cadbury scream eggs, and they have like a green goo inside, but it's the same stuff. It's the same filling.
I think I might have seen that last Halloween, and I about screamed. It was great.
Yes. Well, they're scream eggs, so Cadbury scream eggs.
Yeah, more like a squeak. I was like, ee. They're there.
Don't ever make that sound again. Or if you do, confine it to the bedroom, sir.
What the?
Dear Lord.
That's okay. Whatever. Fine. You must not be as excited about Cadbury eggs as I am.
Oh, I'm always excited about Cadbury eggs. Dude, I am fatter than you. I so love Cadbury eggs. It was one of those, though, that I have a funny, interesting history with Cadbury eggs. That's one of my dad's favorite candies.
Oh, okay.
It has been for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
And at Easter, we always, each of us kids would always have at least one Cadbury egg, I think somewhere in one of our baskets, but none of us would eat them. So we'd all give them to Dad. It was,
you wouldn't eat the eggs?
Not when I was a kid.
What?
Texture issues.
Oh, okay.
So for a long time, I didn't want to have anything to do with them.
It's just straight up melted granule sugar in the middle.
It's
amazing.
When I finally ate one, it was a revelation and life-changing almost as much as the first time I had cheesecake and realized that my dad had been lying to me for years about things that tasted good.
Wait, your
Thanks, Dad.
Tastes terrible. Give it to me.
Yeah. You don't want that. You're going to hate that. You give it to me. That's why
amazing.
I didn't have cheesecake till I was 16. And then I realized, and there's still some animosity towards my father in this. Luckily, he's never taken advantage of it and made me eat things that are actually awful by lying to me and saying, "Oh no, that tastes awful. You don't want to have that." You know, trying to play that off on me, seeing if I'll eat something weird. He's never tried that on me, so that's good. But of course, I don't really give much for the opportunity, but still. But no, for a long time, I wouldn't touch the Cadbury cream eggs, but now, oh my God, they're so good. My oldest son loves them too.
Nice.
Oh yeah, him and I kind of fight over those ones. They're so good. The wife likes the caramel filled ones.
Caramel eggs are good too.
And more importantly, you know how Oreo has its own like chocolate bar now? Mm-hmm. The Oreo cookie bar?
Yeah, those
bar?
Are good.
They have eggs. That's got the cream filling.
Oreo has
it's the what? Chocolate with the cream filling
oh,
inside.
Oh no.
Of it.
My yes. wife is gonna go nuts.
Oh yeah, they're good too.
There's also those so what are the good. Ones okay, so there's other the Easter okay, the Easter candy is the best candy. I haven't been a huge into Easter, but Easter is one of those simple enough holidays where, like, you don't get overwhelmed by things.
I get that to an extent. Unless you are one of those families that, like, everybody has to dress up and get together and have a huge meal or have to do, like, the huge Easter egg kind of stuff. For some people,
that
can be a little
like,
bit much.
Back in the day, and, like, even my non-religious parents would always even get together.
We'd get together at my mom's parents' house, my grandparents' house.
Yeah,
for Easter.
Actually, I didn't grow up with either set of parents being particularly religious. One set of parents converted.
Mine wasn't,
when I was right after out of high school, but
mine wasn't. My parents weren't necessarily
but
religious
it wasn't
either.
Like, yeah,
but they still celebrated Easter. They'd go over grandma and grandpa's house for Easter. We'd have to dress in like super nice clothes, but then we'd have to play outside. Which never made sense to me.
Which is really fun. Yeah, you never went to an Easter service, did you?
Yes, I did as a teenager, but that was on that was personal choice. That was when I was personally involved with religious stuff.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I did go at that point.
Oh, okay.
But never as a kid. Never really as a kid.
Okay, so and you would get to, dressed up also, to not go to church and then go play and hunt eggs in the backyard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we get dressed up to go to grandma and grandpa's house in, like, pastel-y colored things.
Yep, that's the deal.
It's like,
The only other... Yeah, well, we didn't really get... Neither one of my parents were really concerned with getting dressed up or looking
I think
nice
it was more
to go
I think
see
it was
family,
more for my
we
I think it was
of,
more for my grandparent my, it wasn't my parents wanting us to get dressed up nice, it was my grandparents wanting everybody to be dressed up nice and look all special,
right?
And
totally
and
totally.
They were traditionally Catholic, so that makes sense.
That makes sense. They did their service, then went and saw the family afterwards.
I don't know if they're still going to service at that time.
Oh,
if they're still going to mass at that time or not. I'm not privy. I know that that's how they were both raised. I mean, my grandfather was from a very big Irish family, and my grandmother was from a Sicilian family. So they were raised with the traditions,
definitely.
But I don't know, and into their adulthood after they had their own kids and their own kids had moved out, I don't know how much of practicing they were. And so I had never in my entire childhood, I never went to a mass with them.
Yeah.
So I can not say when the last time they went to mass was, how much they actually were involved in going to any church function. So that's I honestly just don't know.
Oh, okay.
And it's unimportant. They were the type that even when we'd show up for this is the same family we'd go to for Christmas Eve, and they weren't you all dressed up and looking spiffy then too, because they like to take pictures and whatnot.
Hmm.
You know, and everybody wanted to be dressed in nice stuff. You know, little boys
wearing
shirt and
tie. No, we'd get together
and
the side of my family would always do the Easter get together. It'd be like, yeah, kids, aunts, uncles, all that kind of stuff. We'd get together at the house and we'd do the Easter egg hunt and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the parents drank and ate food. All the kids played and ate food. And then that was it.
It would have been like, more fun if they switched that.
All the kids drank and ate food.
I'm just thinking. But anyway, and that's actually the one bad memory I really have of Easter personally.
Yeah.
Is like what's the food that's served at Easter? Typically what was the food that was served for you? Cuz to me it's always been one item that's the food served at Easter. To me I associate this one food item with Easter. I'm waiting for
I
you.
Mean there were deviled eggs at Easter. There were hard-boiled eggs that you
well,
would
yeah, there'd be,
like,
there's
eat. The
I'm
ones
not talking
you
about
hunt,
the eggs
eat.
Part. I'm talking like the main meal.
I.
So you didn't have nothing that
not
was a
not really that I remember.
Okay. For me, there's
my parents might yell at me about this later. I
have
no idea.
Will. They're probably like, Mike, we did have traditional things that we ate.
I wasn't.
How do you
like,
not remember?
Like I wasn't thinking.
Dishonor
like Easter
on you.
Ham.
Dishonor on your cow. actually, ham is the one that, for me, was the traditional meal.
Ham was
the
traditional meal?
Ham,
okay.
I remember, is the traditional meal. And
I remember, like, yeah, but
I like,
ham was at every family gathering.
Okay, see, no, that
so it just
kind of
got blended into everything else,
For my memory, ham was not at every family gathering, and it was almost never served at my house, because it was not a preferred food item at our house.
Okay.
And so, when Easter would come around, it would always be ham, and, like, I like me some piggy. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I don't like ham. never really been a fan of ham.
I can chill on some ham. Ham's good. I like ham.
There's a
honey baked ham is
there's a flavor to it that just turns me wrong. I don't know what it is. I'll eat it if I have to, especially now.
I mean, but
like then, especially when I was so overly picky with the food I ate.
Like, you know, fried ham, like just a straight thin slice of ham, fry it.
I can do that a little more now, but back when I was younger, nope, never. Keep that ham away from me. Don't want nothing to do with it. Mm. And so that's the only bad memory I have.
Okay.
I do remember one time my uncle, I have an uncle that is a little younger than my mom. At that time, he was still, you know, young adult. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so still fairly youthful, still fairly, you know, full of energy. Mm-hmm. He was actually a college student at one point at UC Davis. But he had done a few fun things. In fact, when he was a college student at UC Davis, apparently he was, for a while, he would dress up as the mascot. And he would do a flaming high dive. They'd set him on fire and have him dive into a pool.
Whoa.
Yeah, he had a little bit of daredevil thing going on. At least that's what I remember hearing about him. I can't say if that's 100% sure. I'm just going on based on what I remember hearing about him. What I do remember seeing him do was he was very big into juggling.
Hmm.
So he'd be juggling things at family gatherings. This is, again, my mom's brother, so it's his parents' house that we're at. So he'd be juggling different things, balls, eggs, of course, when it was Easter. Yeah, one year my sister, she was maybe two or three at the time, mm-hmm. she saw him juggling the eggs. She decided it was her turn to juggle the eggs. She just took three eggs, tossed them in the air, and then they just dropped straight to the ground. She didn't even try to grab them or do anything with them. She just tossed three eggs up in the air and fell straight to the ground. I mean, she was like two or three. She was a little tiny thing. But it was just one of the most funny moments of like, you know, yep, I'm going to do this. What dunk? So that was, I mean, those are good moments. Again, I'm glad you brought up. I keep coming back to the Cadbury egg. What other treats other than the Cadbury egg do you look forward to? Like, even as the parent in the situation now, that helps the parent that helps to make sure the Easter Bunny can get inside the house and deposit everything that it needs to appropriately.
Right.
You know, because that's what we parents do. We help out the Easter Bunny. We're his helper.
Right. All right. So
what things do you kind of remember?
Reese's eggs.
You like the Reese's eggs, which Reese's makes eggs sense. Reese's are one of your favorite candies. Yeah, sure. So.
The chocolate bunnies that had the little candy eyes on them, little yellow candy eyes.
Yes, because the candies had like, they were like the worst, most awful, like sugary candy things, but they were so good.
They were grainy and icky, but good. But for some reason you liked them. It's like a break in the middle of the chocolate bunny.
It's actually a lot, they're reminiscent to me of like the little, you can get the letters and words to put on a birthday cake.
I think it's the same candy.
Yeah, I think it's the same type of candy.
And you still want those.
Oh, to this day, I still eat them.
Yeah, you still like them. There are times
I will pass through the baking aisle just to like get sugar or flour or something, and I'll see those, and I'll be like, you know, I'm here by myself at the store. Not like entirely by myself, because even during this virus stay-at-home, shelter-at-home thing, there's still a bunch of people at the store. But I'm just saying when nobody from my house is with me at the store, I'll be in that aisle, and I'll look at those and be like, there's nobody here. You could snag one of those, and you could have it eaten before you get home, and nobody would be the wiser. And you know you want it. They taste so good. The problem is they're so hard to peel off the thing, the paper. I don't know if you've dealt with them recently. I mean, I have kids, so I've done birthday cakes.
No, that's one of those things you look at, and you're like, it'd be cool. It'd be cool to grab it, but you just don't. Like, yeah, with me, like, I just don't have enough to be like, nah.
There are moments of temptation.
Yeah.
I will admit there have been a few times that I bought them for my kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
And some of the extraneous pieces, like the little stars and the little flowers and whatnot, I haven't put all of them on the cake. Some of them have disappeared in the process of putting things on the cake.
Okay.
Just saying. Because they're so good.
Right.
They really are.
I mean, if you're already there and you're putting the letters on the cake and you know there's one that's not going to be used, nobody's going to miss, you can grab a cue. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need a cue. I had to think for a second.
I was curious if you were going to be like, for a second.
Do I need a cue? I had to think. I don't need a cue. I had to think about that because as a kid, if my parents had gotten one of those, they would have needed a cue. I have a sister who hurt.
Oh.
Yes. The nickname she goes by sounds like a boy's name. But the nickname she goes by, and the proper spelling of it, by the way, for her anyway, is the boy's name spelling of it. I know because I was there when she was born, and I helped to write it on Christmas presents that were for mom and dad. And sometimes when Santa forgot to put the name on presents, I would help write it on those ones too. Just saying. But her actual given name that's on her license and on her birth certificate has a Q in it. So that's where my brain was wait, we've had to use a Q before. Oh, right, that was when she was younger. So her full first name does have a Q in it. That's why it gave me a moment of pause. It's not my kids, it's my sister. That makes total sense. I know I've been there before. When the Q would be the letter, like, nobody's got a Q. Yeah, yeah, my sister did. And if you ate the Q, you could just go with the other name. But still, you don't want to be the one that eats the Q because you get smacked in the back of the head.
You go with a shorter name, there's more letters to eat afterwards.
Exactly. See? Exactly. And I'm pretty sure I probably learned eating the letters for that from my mother, because that would not surprise me. My father probably wouldn't have been into eating those, but my mother, that is so seems like a treat thing that she would have snacked. She used to eat the, cinnamon red hots?
I have this mental image of your mother. She's putting together the cake, she's all that, she finally gets the candy letters, she's just like, fuck it, we're going with the nickname. Just
yeah, that's pretty damn accurate. That's probably exactly what it would have been like. And it's the hollow bunnies you're talking about, right? Not the solid chocolate bunnies.
No, hollow bunnies.
Hollow bunnies.
There's something. Hollow bunnies are more enjoyable than solid bunnies.
There's so much better. Admittedly, there was a time when there was one Christmas or Christmas Easter, I remember, where we got one of the big, like a huge, huge solid chocolate bunny.
Yeah.
Like a massive, like three or four pound one.
Oh, yeah. Those things are gargantuan.
And
things are like 2 feet
tall.
Yeah.
My dad used to would shave off pieces of the chocolate for us to eat with a knife. Just shaving the pieces off bit by bit. But no, the hollow ones, there's something about eating the hollow ones. It's like you can bite them in certain areas and the crunch of it kind of gives you that visceral feeling of being back in our days as like animals and predators and whatnot.
Right. You
know, killing the little bunny.
Yes.
Biting its ear off.
There's a morbidity to it.
Yes.
There's definitely a morbidity to it.
Yes. It's so amazing and wonderful.
Yeah.
But you gotta have some hollow bunnies. You gotta have the Cadbury eggs.
Yep.
Okay.
And then there's the little the only other thing I can think of is the little, I don't know who makes them, but they're the little candy coated chocolate eggs with the little crunchy candy coat.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they have like a more powdery coat than an M&M. Yeah. And I don't know what it's called, but the chocolate, like the soft chocolate in those,
yeah,
are awesome.
Actually, did you know, I think Palmer's makes them, but I could be wrong on that. But did you know that Johnny Depp, when he was doing the movie Chocolat, which was a movie about a small town in France, this lady starts a business selling chocolates and sweets and whatnot. He had a part in it as kind of one of her romantic interlude moments. And when he was being interviewed for that and asked what type of chocolate was his favorite, he said that cheap Easter chocolate was like his favorite chocolate.
Cheap Easter chocolate's awesome.
It is. It's really, really good. But you're missing out on I think, one of the big ones.
What's that?
Which you haven't mentioned yet. Are you a Peeps man?
Never been huge into Peeps.
Don't
My
like
wife
the Peeps.
Absolutely loves Peeps.
She
like,
does.
I'll have a Peep and be like, if somebody offers me a Peep, I'm going to have a Peep. But I'm not going to go out of my way to get a Peep.
Oh, man.
I'm not one of those guys who's just like, I must have the Peeps. It's like, it's all right.
But have you tried all the new flavors of Peeps?
We actually just got a grip of Peeps recently, and they were Fruit Loops flavored Peeps.
I've not had Fruit Loops yet.
I have not seen all of the new ones. Saw that. We're like, Fruit Loops flavored skewered Peeps on a stick. It was weird.
Have you had cotton candy Peeps?
No, but that sounds like something that would totally fit.
Heaven.
Okay.
Tropical Punch Peeps.
What? I don't know about that. That's weird.
I think I even found waffle and syrup Peeps once. They were amazing, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I just want you to know that.
Waffle flavored?
Waffle and syrup.
That would work.
I mean, they made a chicken and waffle cereal, so.
You know what I haven't seen yet? I don't know why.
What?
Chocolate covered Peeps.
No, I've seen those.
Where?
It was about 7 years ago.
Oh, and they must not have done well.
Yeah, I don't think they did well.
Ah, damn.
But no, Peeps are one of those. Peeps are one of those that I look out for each year. They're weird. They're so weird, and they attack all my texture issues.
Right.
But they're so flipping good.
It's weird.
I mean, how do you not like Peeps? It's just weird.
Like I said,
thing.
I won't go out of my way. I'll enjoy them, but I'm not like gonna go get them.
I will.
If I'm gonna be at the store and I see Peeps and I see Hollow Chocolate Bunny and I see the Cadbury eggs. I'm going to go with, and I've got to pick two, it's chocolate bunny and Cadbury egg. Even if I had a Peeps and a Cadbury egg, I'm getting the damn Cadbury egg. And it's so good, I will get one of them and be fine. Peeps, there's like four in a package.
Five.
Yeah, there's five in a package. But, like, sorry, man. I'll have one Cadbury egg over five Peeps.
I don't disagree with you completely, but at the same time, I think you're crazy.
I understand. Honestly, like, I would get Peeps, and I have done this before, and I'm still very satisfied with it.
Yeah.
Peeps jousting.
Peeps jousting.
Peeps jousting. Oh, you've never seen Peeps jousting.
No.
Okay. So you take two Peeps, and you take two toothpicks, and you stick them in the Peeps, and you stick them in the microwave. You turn the microwave on, and they'll both expand, and whichever one stabs the other Peep wins.
Nice.
You've never seen that before?
No. I'm totally down for this. I need to make this happen at some point or another. I like this idea.
Yeah, dude. Peeps jousting is awesome.
Anybody listening to this, make sure, again, you use wooden toothpicks.
Yeah,
do not put any metal in your microwave. It is bad. Also, don't put CDs in there. There's enough metal in CDs that bad things happen. It looks pretty, but it's not good for your microwave. Uh-huh. You will destroy your microwave.
Yes.
I've seen it done. It's not a happy thing. Mm-mm. It's not a happy thing at all. There are better ways to get lightning shows. Go stand out in a storm with a big metal pole. That's a better way to get a lightning show.
I mean,
no, don't do that either.
Really.
Don't do that either. We're not advising you to do that. That would be bad. But, yeah.
This took a weird turn, man.
It always does. But yeah, those are at least my Easter memories. Those are your Easter memories.
Mm-hmm.
Not much is going to change this Easter for my family because we just the kids wake up, they find their Easter baskets. Yes, even though my kids are teenagers, they still get Easter baskets because you know what? I remember when I stopped getting an Easter basket as a teenager, and it was really damn disappointing. Seriously, all my parents need to do is buy me some damn candy. But no, you're too old for that.
With me, the Easter baskets continued to get smaller and smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that I was growing up. It's that I stopped at 5'6", and the baskets literally kept getting smaller.
I guess it came down to that.
My little sister's Easter basket is like 3 feet tall, and the one that I have is like sits on the coffee table.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not really going to complain because I still got an Easter basket.
Yeah,
and my Cadbury cream egg is in there, which is totally like I'm fine. I'm good.
Just one though?
Yeah, two.
By the time I'm normally a teenager, two. I expect the whole package.
Do they sell them in whole packages?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you get like five or six in a package.
Shut up! I did not know this. I did not know this. You tell me at a time when you tell me at a time when Easter is coming up, because there ain't no family gatherings that are happening for Easter this year, as far as I know. I mean, depending on where we're at, hopefully, you know, we have a brighter outcome. But I am not expecting to get I'm not going to expect to have the opportunity to get a package of multiple Peeps. We better be doing a review episode next year. Damn it. Yeah.
You want me to talk now? You told me to shut up.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been
sitting
here.
I didn't tell you to shut up. Not that kind of shut up. It was a figurative shut up.
Wait, no. No, bro. Bro?
Yeah.
Bro. You've never seen the five pack?
No!
You've never seen a five pack.
Is that at Walmart?
Yes.
Shit.
You've never seen the mini ones?
I wonder if I can find it on Amazon. $8? Whoa, that's a carton. That is an egg carton of Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, that's 12 of them.
That is a 12-pack of eggs for $8.
Yeah.
That's way more. Like, they're like a buck a piece.
Yeah. So that would mean
That's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should go
I'm going to have a conversation with my wife later. We're gonna see about where Amazon comes in.
Dude, Walmart delivers.
They deliver?
Yeah, you can order from Walmart.com.
Right, but I thought you'd have to go to a store to pick it up.
No. Walmart.com can deliver to your home on certain
what
items.
What sorcery is this, man?
The sorcery of the internets. Dude, you know the internets better than I know the internets.
I mean, for the most part, I just didn't know that part of it, man.
Well,
I never shop at Walmart. A lot of the time with Walmart, I find like inflated prices and stuff. So I tend to avoid Walmart's website.
So the Cadbury cream eggs on that specific one, because it is
seasonal. Store pickup only?
Store pickup only.
That's stupid.
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
I'm going to Amazon.
I mean,
we're making it happen.
Throw a plastic bag over your head and duct tape it around you and go into Walmart.
I don't
damn it.
Think that's a good idea at all, whether or not I'm leaving the house.
I'm just saying.
Did you see the guy with? Did you see the picture of the person with a? Have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys? I'm going to segue into this.
We've talked about this before. No, I haven't.
Where they kidnap Alex Lifeson?
No, you told me about it. Yeah.
Okay. So there's an episode where I think I've told you about it, but I'm going to explain it.
It was in our Rush episode, I think.
Yeah, it's the Rush episode. And so what happens is they end up trying to sneak into backstage. And the way that they do it is they end up kidnapping Alex Lifeson in the process.
Okay.
But Bubbles, the guy with the glasses.
Glasses, yeah.
He builds a hazmat suit made out of yes. garbage bags.
Yes.
And then they go through the sewage system into the concert backstage area.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
But there is a picture circulating Facebook right now
yeah.
of somebody with an N95 mask, a pair of goggles, a shower cap, and a hazmat suit made of garbage bags and duct tape.
I mean, if it works.
I highly doubt it does. His neck is exposed anyway. Like,
well,
it's okay.
The neck's not a mucous membrane, so you're okay.
I guess, yeah. But the ears are there.
The ears aren't as big of a worry.
I just find it really, really friggin' funny that somebody actually...
The ears aren't really a mucous membrane either.
If you're concerned with it, like, yeah, but the fingers aren't a mucous membrane either, or the arms.
No, the reason... No, I know.
Then cover your hands,
but... That's a whole different subject.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's hilarious.
It is. So anyway, back to Easter.
Yeah.
hopefully you all have things that you enjoy for Easter as well. Hopefully you like your eggs, your Cadbury eggs, your regular eggs, deviled or just hard boiled. Hopefully you like your hollow bunnies. And hopefully you get to at least get some of these treats for Easter. And if you can't spend it with family outside of your home, at least be able to enjoy spending it with family inside of your home. And have, a pleasant day. Maybe even listening to us while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that should be good with your kids, but whatever. Maybe you want to make them progressive kids. All right, Mike. Where are people going to be listening to us?
You can listen to us everywhere. You can listen to us on the ZenuelChronicles.com or ZenCron.com. It leads to the same site. You can listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify
yes.
and Google Podcasts yes. and Apple Podcasts and all of the places, I believe, or at least most of the places. And you can also find us on YouTube. If you are listening to this video on YouTube, make sure that you like it. You also subscribe to the page if you haven't already.
Please.
And when you do, click the bell icon. Leave a comment if you like what's going on, or if you guys have any questions for us or any responses to what we've been saying. Or if you want to call me or James an idiot, you can do that too. And yeah, enjoy.
Don't call me an idiot. Anyway, thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.